USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is cutting red tape to clear the path for new infrastructure projects.
An unprecedented top-to-bottom overhaul of the infrastructure approval process that has caused trillions of dollars in delays like you wouldn't believe.
President Trump, speaking at a UPS facility in Atlanta, also saying the United States will prevail in the fight against the coronavirus. Hospitals across the country will no longer send their COVID-19 release data to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Instead, they'll be sending it to a central database in Washington beginning July 15th, according to an HHS statement that was recently released. The federal administration says it needs the daily information to plan and allocate resources during the public health emergency. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The president says he's about to take action on an immigration issue. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
After the U.S. High Court recently blocked President Trump's efforts to end the Obama-era DACA policy, which protects young illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as kids, he's promising to sign what he calls a very big executive order on it very soon.
I'm going to take care of DACA much better than the Democrats did. The Democrats had their chance, and they blew it.
He didn't elaborate on the order in that exclusive interview with CBS News, but did say that the U.S. immigration system would be a mess if former VP Joe Biden was to win the White House in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart will require customers to wear face masks inside all of their United States and Sam's Club stores starting July 20th, becoming the largest company to impose restrictions amid a surge in coronavirus cases in several states across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A California school board is sending kids back to school this fall with no face mask requirements or social distancing. The Orange County Board of Education met online and approved the recommendations, but they do say it will be up to the individual districts on how they want students to return. Dr. Scott Atlas with the Hoover Institution is applauding the decision.
There is virtually zero risk to children for getting something serious or dying from this disease. Anyone who thinks schools should be closed is not talking about the risk to children. That's factually true, and they should say that. It has nothing to do with the children's risk. Now, let's talk about the risk to teachers. Mm-hmm. The teachers are, because this is probably the big fear here, obviously. The teachers, first of all, are a young population in the United States. K-12 teachers, half of them are under 41. 82% are under 55. These are not high-risk age groups. We know this by now. And it's true that there are high-risk teachers, and those teachers should be able to believe in their social distancing and masks like they do for every other essential business when they go to the grocery store, for instance. They can teach using social distancing. And if they're still afraid, they can stay at home. There's no reason to lock up the children.
And finally, Disneyland Paris is welcoming back visitors after the coronavirus pandemic caused the park to close for 4 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.